This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I think injury-wise, from what I know so far, we came out okay. That's a positive. I thought T-Bass, getting T-Bass two kicks, one going each direction. He made them both. That's a positive. Maybe the red zone defense early in the game kept us in a little bit, but outside of that, a ton to work on. And our standard was not out there today. That's not how we play. So there's a lot that we need to do to get ourselves ready to go here.
Yeah, it was a preseason game, Sean, on the first one, but you could not really have been happy with much of what happened out there, correct?
No, you're correct. Yeah. But we've got to learn from it. I think, you know, we have to be truthful about what we saw out there, and really it started with, I felt like, beating ourselves quite a bit just with pre-snap penalties. And I think eight of the 11, maybe. I think we had 11 total penalties, eight of which were some form of pre-snap or post-whistle. In this case, pre-snap. So, I mean, let's just start there, right? Self-inflicted wounds are hard to overcome, and then you've got to play an opponent on the other side. So, give them credit. They played well. There's a lot we can learn from, and I'm confident we'll do that. But I'm also happy to see a lot of guys. The goal was at least to get everyone in some capacity. So I'm happy for those players that had never played before in an NFL game that they got in and were able to get out there and get some work. So
speaking of that group, what did you see from Keon? Just his comfortability. He only caught one ball out there for two drives, but just your impressions of seeing him out there in an NFL atmosphere.
Yeah, I thought he looked, comfortable. I thought he looked like it wasn't too big for him, and that's part of being a young player and adjusting. And that didn't surprise me though, because he's been, I would say, taking things in stride that way, right? So, and you see him, you're out of practice every day, right? He's executed, made some big time plays, and today the ball didn't find him as much, and it wasn't really a game plan whatsoever for us. We were just out there trying to make sure that we had a chance to see where we were fundamentally and overall as a football team, and then had a chance to evaluate our personnel.
Sean, I think Josh mentioned that he was campaigning maybe a little to stay in on that drive after when the first quarter ended there. Why decide to take him out mid-drive there?
Yeah, I just felt like it was the right time. He came out. I thought it had a good warm-up, good look in his eye. And I saw what I needed to see, so no need to put him out there in harm's way any longer than that.
Hey, Sean, I know one thing that stood out. Like you said, a lot of things went well, but your lack of ability to run the ball—there was really no push up front. If you could just talk a little bit about that issue.
Well, you said it. There's not much more to say other than we didn't control the line of scrimmage from the jump, and I mean, all the way down to the one of the last series of that we had on offense, you know, trying to get a first down, you know, third and one, fourth and one, whatever it was there, and can't get a yard. So, but that's also, you know, that's where the challenge comes in, and we got to embrace that challenge. We got a lot of work to do, and, you know, we'll look at the film, obviously, and it'll hit us right in the face in terms of what we didn't do well, and that was a big one right there. When you don't control the line of scrimmage, it makes it hard to win.
Sean, how do you not overreact in a good way or in a bad way after a preseason game?
I do a lot of self-talk. If you had a blood pressure cuff on me during that game, it would probably have exploded. So I just think that when you've been around as long as I have, you know, to try and keep perspective, and that's why they call us coaches also, to take a team where it may be and make it better. And that's what we've done here, and that's what we're planning to continue to do in terms of taking this team and what we did today, and then get them better and better throughout the course of the season. I firmly believe that that's what a coach's job is to do. So, you know, that's what we'll do, and we'll look at this film, like I said, and we've got good guys in this locker room, and it means something to them. And I think some of the younger guys who haven't been in our locker room, and some new guys who haven't been in our locker room, but are veterans, that they start to understand that the standard is the standard. It's the standard even in a preseason game, preseason week one. And that's probably one of the more irritating things of this is I don't care who it is, where we're playing, what time of day we play, or in this case, preseason game number one, there is a standard and expectation when you put the colors on the Buffalo Bills to come out and play a lot better than we did and coach a lot better than we did. And so that's important to me.
What were your impressions of the kick and punt return battle this evening?
What specifically in the battle?
The returner
job?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I thought the returners, especially the ones that are new to our team, got a feel for the weather in Buffalo, right? It's a beautiful day, but that wind kicks up out there from time to time, and I think the gusts were pretty significant at times. And I would say that I thought Sam at times did a pretty good job punting into the wind because that got pretty gusty at times. You know, I thought the returners, both KJ and Day-Day were having a little bit of trouble tracking the ball, right? And I think the first two kickoffs to KJ, especially the second one that we put on the ground there, looked like we were having trouble tracking it. And then the one to Day-Day late in the game that flew over his head, you know, that wind gusts pretty hard there. And so that's something that we have to get them over here to do more to start to understand the wind and how it works here.
How did you think the communication went with Bobby and calling the defense today?
Yeah, I thought the communication sounded pretty clear to TB, the first middle linebacker that was out there, and then throughout the game. And then, you know, I'm listening to hear how the communication is flowing amongst the staff as well. And it sounded like it was flowing well. And so, yeah.
How involved was John Perry on those two challenges?
Yeah, John's involved. You know, it's good to have him. It's Mark Lubick up there, Dennis Locke, myself, and then we get some guys on the sideline that like to tell me what to do sometimes also from time to time. So I got a lot of help. Yeah, I got a lot of help. But it was good to have that today and get experience with some of that again and have John on there and his first game as well. So
Sean, it's part of the plan with Matt and Vaughn to just not have them go and then potentially later or any types of setbacks or anything like that?
Yeah, medically for Matt, it's still part of the plan from the medical staff. And then Vaughn, it's more, you know, just managing his reps in the preseason. And you know, we'll see how we go, how he goes and we go then moving forward week to week with it. And, you know, if you ask him and you look at his history, he's not been a guy that normally plays at all in the preseason. So it's just something we'll have to have open lines of communication on as we move forward here.
Do you have any immediate takeaways for things, how things went for Mitch and Shane, like evaluating both of their performances that stood out to you?
Well, I thought there were good moments Anna, for both quarterbacks, all three quarterbacks, really. I thought Josh was really solid. And then Mitch moved the team, I thought, and then same with Shane. And then, you know, there's some plays, obviously, that they're going to want back, and some decisions, perhaps. But we'll learn from it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.